You are listening to a Gravestone Production Podcast.
Gabby. Gabby, wake up.
Where?
What did you see?
What?
The winners. What did you see?
Hey, let her wake up fully.
Shut up! Give us the numbers. What did you see?
I don't know. Who are you?
Put her back under.
We can't do that. We'll kill her.
Then we'll do a short one, and this time she'll have the numbers for us.
Wait. Do you mean the visions?
What else would I be talking about?
I need my journal. It only works with the journal.
All right, now we're talking.
Welcome to our solar system. The year is 2373. Humanity has colonized the planets with the help of extraterrestrial refugees, and with them they took the omnipresent artificial intelligence known as Kestrel, a personal assistant AI meant to ease the day-to-day of every creature. Today, we dive deeper into Kestrel's memory banks to explore the worlds through her ears. Let us continue our journey now.
Location: Aphrodite Detective Agency Headquarters, Aphrodite Biodome, Venus. Date: September 5th, 2373, 2200 hours standard Earth time, 1500 hours standard Venus time.
Go for Sydney.
Sydney, it's Tony. We got a report of a double homicide in the Radiant suburbs. I'm sending you an address.
Copy that, Chief. Not the best way to interrupt my meditations.
Not exactly my control. Your point of contact will be Radiant's Chief Security Officer Brown.
Lovely. We go way back.
Good. Also, your new partner will be joining you. Don't do anything to get too under his skin, okay?
Understood. Looks like I'll be there in 30 minutes. Sydney out.
Kestrel, start a new recording.
Where would you like me to store this recording?
Make a new folder. I'll rename it later. This is Detective Sydney Wolfe, beginning investigation of the double homicide at 7019 Mandela Street.
Good evening. Are you Detective Wolfe?
I am, yes.
Nice to meet you. I'm Casey.
I know who you are. Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Shall we?
Sorry, folks. This is an active crime scene. I'm gonna need you to move along.
Sydney! How's it going? These are our detectives, officer. They can pass. Here, let me get that tape for you. You must be the new detective. Clyde Brown, Chief Security Officer here at Radiant.
Detective Keswick, nice to meet you.
The pleasure is mine, though the circumstances less so. If you'll follow me, I'll get down to business before we make Sydney grumpy. Victims' names are Jean and Laurel West. They're the homeowners here. They were found by their neighbor across the street, Linda. DOA by the time paramedics got here.
Cause of death?
Gunshot wounds. We've got the neighbor on standby for a statement. Bodies were found here in the hallway and the bedroom here.
This looks like a kid's room. Did they have any?
Yes. Our records state the Wests had a daughter named Gabriella.
Thank you, Brown. I'm guessing no info on the daughter's location?
No, nothing related to company programs at this time.
And what did Jean and Laurel do?
Jean was one of our financial analysts, and Laurel was a stay-home parent.
Any sign of forced entry?
All locks were open, though there is a window open in the bedroom.
It's likely they knew each other then. Could also be a boyfriend with the open window?
Can't rule it out. We'll have to see if we can figure out the home life.
That's all the information I have. If you need anything else, let me know. I'll dig it up for you. Crime scene's yours.
Thank you, Brown.
No problem. Hey, next time Sydney and I are out for drinks, tag along, eh?
I'll consider it. When was the last time you two had drinks?
Last time I solved a case for him. Maybe 6 months ago? Anyway, do you want the neighbor or the forensics?
I can handle the neighbor.
Sounds great. Have you met Finch and Dr. Whitlock yet?
Yeah, I dropped by the offices yesterday. I think you were out when I was there.
Yeah, I was caught up finishing a case in the Starport. Remember to be recording during your interview.
I've got 8 years of experience on Earth. I got this.
Venus is a different beast. Good luck, Keswick. Evening, Dr. Whitlock.
For the umpteenth time, call me Hazel. We're bloody co-workers.
Sorry. Force a habit. How did the victims die?
GSW. Didn't Brown tell you already?
I meant specifically Hazel.
Oh, right. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, both died relatively quick to the GSW. Laurel took it straight to the chest, one clean shot. Jean here took one to the shoulder and one to the stomach. He shows some signs of shock. I doubt he had much time before he passed.
Any signs of struggle on either of them?
No. No bruising? Nothing underneath fingernails?
Interesting.
I know. Finch might have some more. I think he's fishing a bullet out of the wall over there.
Thanks, Hazel. Your talents are appreciated.
Hey. Thanks for the coffee.
I'm sorry.
I know it was you. Most people tend to get me uber sugary lattes. You're the only one who knows I like them plain.
You have no proof.
I don't need any. How do you do your coffee? I'm no detective. I've got to ask so I can return the favor.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. Cappuccino.
Ah.
All right, I gotta find Finch. Evening, Finch.
Sydney, how are you, man?
A bit tired, but it's also nearly midnight.
There you are, little gumba.
Aye, and you had an early day today. Sorry about that, lad.
Is what it is. Hazel said you've got a bullet for me.
Indeed I do, just found it.
9mm?
Looks like it, possible it's a 38, I'd need calipers. Only contacted drywall here. I've started Radiant officers canvassing for weapons.
I'll doubt we'll find it. With no sign of forced entry, it's likely the perp still has the weapon.
Feels like a bit of a leap.
Touché. How big of a canvas did you set?
I think I said 3 blocks.
Let's set it to 10. I'm assuming we've got a home Kestrel unit.
Knock yourself out. It'll take me a bit to crack it anyway.
Great. Can you get a recording of earlier tonight? I'm gonna go check out the bedroom some more.
Linda, you have a detective here to see you.
Hello, I'm Detective Keswick. I was told you reported the incident across the street.
I did, yes. Here, come in.
Thank you. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about what happened?
By all means, yes. I'm having a hard time believing this at all. Are they all right?
I'm so sorry, but they passed away before emergency services could arrive. Do you mind just stating your name for the record?
Oh, my. Yes, my name is Linda Hoogsbottom. I live across the street from the West.
Thank you. To start off, can you tell me what happened, as you saw it?
Yes, I was here doing my dishes. I can see the West house out the window from my kitchen there. I heard some shouting from the Wests.
Anything specific shouted?
No, it's not unusual. Actually, I didn't think too much of it. Gabby is a teen, after all, a little rebellious. But then I heard four big pops. I thought that might be fireworks at first, and then I saw two figures running down the driveway there. They got in a car and sped away.
How would you describe these two people?
One was really big, the other was smaller and kinda skinny. I couldn't really tell much else. It was very dark outside.
And the car?
It was the one with those funny triangle taillights.
License plate?
Oh, it was too dark. Sorry.
No worries. Do you know if Gabby had a boyfriend?
I don't know for certain, but there was a boy that would drop her off late at night. My son might know.
Oh, great. Would I be able to talk to him?
Unfortunately, he and his father are on Mercury for a college tour. They left a few days ago and won't be back for another week or two.
Okay, so odds are he's still in Warp.
Yes. He and Gabby both went to Hassini Dasan Charter School, if that helps.
It does. Thank you. Anything else you can remember?
I'm afraid not. I was too scared to go over. I just called security.
Thank you, Linda. I'll be in touch if we have any other questions. Whoa. Huh. It's a mess in here.
Indeed. I think either the perpetrators packed up in a hurry, or they were looking for something. My money's on looking for something, but there's no sign of a suitcase, so there's a strong argument for packing. Any luck with the statement?
Yes. Not a huge amount, but some help. She states there were two perps, a big one and a small skinny one, and they left in a car with triangle taillights.
Gazelle City Trekker. Did she get the license plate?
Unfortunately, no. But how popular is the car?
Unfortunately, not uncommon. Still, that's helpful. Additionally, we've got a broken lamp here. I'd guess it was broken during the chaos of searching or packing, if it weren't a few feet from the nightstand.
It was probably broken in a conflict, then. A weapon?
Grab whatever is near, I guess. Not useful in a gunfight, though.
I've got a footprint here. It's just outside the window. Linda's statement checks out. She saw the perps walking down this side of the driveway.
Said I got the HKU opened up. Oh, hello, Casey. Nice to see you again.
Oh, good evening, Finch.
Looks like we're throwing you into the deep end for this one. Sorry about that.
Comes with the territory, I guess.
The Kestrel unit, Finch?
Righto, here we go.
Location, home of Jean and Laurel West. Timestamp, 21:16, Standard Earth Time.
Jean, would you like me to lock the door? It is later than usual.
Yes, go ahead.
Confirmed. Would you also like me to close
Jean,
and lock the window?
Gabby isn't home yet. Wait, did you say close a window?
I did, yes.
The window in Gabby's room?
Yes.
Oh, that dear. Girl! Don't Laurel me, Jean! No call, no text, no notice of anything!
She is a teenager, and it is uncool to text and call your parents.
But to sneak into your own home? I'm worried sick. She's dead in some ditch, and she's in her room? Probably with a boy!
I agree that it's against our rules, but shouting isn't—
Kestrel, how many people are in Gabby's room?
I'm detecting two heat signatures.
A boy! I am going to give that girl a piece of my mind, I swear by the rift! Oh, she is so grounded!
Honey, how about I handle this one?
Gabby, I— Who are you?
We're friends of Gabby's.
Like the rift you are! What are you doing in my house? Leave or I'll call the cops!
Kestrel, call—
Let's not get hasty.
I wouldn't do that, or you'll never see Gabby again.
Gabby's necklace? What have you done with my baby?
Nothing. Nothing yet. And nothing as long as you turn around and forgot this happened.
Who would you like me to call, Gene?
No one, Kestrel. Laurel, let me handle this. What do you want? Is it money? Because I can pay.
We're just here for a book. So how about you leave, or things will get nasty.
Hey, let's just go.
Shut up and find that book!
You work at the boba shop.
What did you say?
Nothing. She said nothing.
Hey, buddy, leave them alone. Let's just go.
Listen here, lady. You didn't see anything tonight.
Let go of my wife!
Gene!
Desi sends his regards.
What in rift, man?
They would have called security as soon as we left. Now find that book. Fast.
It's here. It's here.
Good. Now let's go before we're getting coffee with the pigs.
End of recording.
Timestamp, 2340 Standard Earth Time.
Well then, okay.
So we're looking at a kidnapping case on our hands.
Potentially. This Desi seems like a sort of mastermind.
Could still be boyfriend. Relationship may have gone a little sour. Do we know where Gabby went to school?
Yeah, Hassini Dasan Charter.
Okay. Let's poke around there in the morning. Finch, first thing tomorrow, let's see if we can get a ping on Gabby's phone.
Sounds like a plan.
Location: home of Gene and Laurel West. Timestamp: April 7th, 2373, 0130 Standard Earth Time.
Wait, so how does it work?
Somnivids?
Yes! Tell me you.
Well, the bugs are these little parasite things, about as big as your hand. Technically, I think it's called a crustacean. Anyway, you place it on the back of your neck and it latches on. Then you just fall asleep and have these really pleasant dreams.
Ah, oh, that's so weird. But also kinda cool? Wait, why in Rift would Radiant make those illegal?
I mean, they try to claim it's because it's super dangerous. If the Sandman doesn't remove the Somnivid in time, it'll suck all your blood out. Personally, I think it's because they want their workers to not be distracted from producing profit for the company.
It all comes back to capitalism, doesn't it?
No, really though.
Bugs don't really seem that bad.
They're not. But you also need a good Sandman, or it can be risky.
Those are the people that apply and remove the Somnivids, right?
Yeah. It actually takes a lot of math to figure out how long the bug can stay on. You know, you gotta calculate the body weight, bug size, and some other stuff.
Huh. So when are we doing this?
What?
When are we dreaming?
For real?
You said you know a guy.
Shit, hell yeah. We should be able to go this weekend. Let me hit him up.
Location: Hassini Dasan Carter School Administration Offices. Timestamp: September 6th, 08:37 Standard Earth Time.
Miss Tenorum, there's a pair of detectives here. They'd like to speak with you.
Sure, let them in.
Principal Tenorum, thanks for meeting with us. I'm Detective Keswick, and this is Detective Wolf.
Nice to meet you. What can I help you with?
We're looking for a student of yours, Gabby West.
Oh, no. I've actually just sent her parents a note. She's been absent from school for the last couple days. What was that look? Is she in trouble?
We're not sure.
Last night, her parents were found murdered.
Oh, my stars.
Do you know if Gabby has any friends we could talk to?
I can make a call to her homeroom. Do you think she killed them?
No. We know that it was two men, but we don't know where Gabby is.
Hi, Kim. Would you happen to know who Gabby's friends are? Gabby West, yes. Great, can you send them to my office? No, they're not in trouble. I just need to talk to them. Thank you. Kim should be sending some of Gabby's friends.
Thank you. While we wait, have there been any absences that have been equally as long as Gabby's?
There's a couple for kids 2 grades older than her, but I know for a fact they're on college tours with their parents. They're all pre-called absences.
Probably unrelated then.
Do you mind if I have a look at her attendance records?
No problem.
Right this way, ladies.
Thank you, Jim. Ladies, this is Detectives Keswick and Wolf. They have a few questions about Gabby.
Don't worry. You're not in trouble, and neither is Gabby.
So, why are you asking questions?
Gabby's parents are looking for her. They haven't been able to get a hold of her for a few days and asked us to investigate. When was the last time you saw Gabby?
I think 2 or 3 days ago. She skipped 7th period and said that she was headed home because of a headache.
According to her attendance, she skipped 7th period a lot. Did she usually get headaches around that time?
I don't know.
Did Gabby have a boyfriend?
Basically.
Not officially. At least, they haven't made it official.
What does not officially mean?
They haven't posted about it, and they don't call each other in a relationship, but everyone knows they're off the market.
Would you be able to give us a name and a little bit on what their relationship is like?
It's Desi. They've always went to dances together. He picked her up from school a lot.
How old is Desi?
16. He's not some creep.
She even started taking programming because Desi suggested it. She's head over heels for him.
They've also kissed, so that's pretty official.
What? She never told me that.
I don't know. She FaceTimed me after she and Desi got caught. Her parents kicked him out.
But when was this?
I don't know. A few weeks ago?
Any chance it was more than kissing?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Why didn't she tell me?
I don't know, but she told me not to tell anyone, but she's literally missing. What am I supposed to do?
I can't believe she didn't tell me.
Does this Desi go to school here?
No, he used to, but he dropped out last year.
You can drop out at 15?
Venus rules. Where could we find this Desi?
They like to hang out at Love Bubble's Boba Tea.
The one on Shasta?
Yes, I don't know, the closest one here.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you can tell us about Desi and Gabby? Any unsavory friends they might have had? Other jealous boys?
Well, it seems like Ella has all the info.
I don't. And no, I don't think anyone was jealous, but I also don't know who Desi hangs out with anymore. Gabby was either with Desi or with us. I mean, we didn't spend too much time with Desi after he dropped out, besides the occasional party here or there.
Thank you for your cooperation. I think that's all the questions we have for you right now.
Thank you, ladies. You can go back to class now.
So, Desi is the boyfriend.
And he does seem to hang out with unsavory types, as you put it.
Oh. Yeah, it does seem that way.
Thank you for your help, Mrs. Tanurum.
Of course. Please let me know if you find Gabby.
Of course. Thank you for your cooperation. We'll see ourselves out. How do you feel about getting some boba tea?
I'm in. That looks like the best lead right now.
The Kestrel Files Season 3 stars Derek Valen, Ray Whitty, Ray Lundberg, Amir Gold, Marnie Warner, Alex Povey, Doug McAvoy, Brad Finley, Adam Pilver, and the voice of Kestrel as Maria Corcovado. A full cast list for the episode can be found in the description. The show is written and produced by myself, Scott Graves. As of the release of this episode on March 6th, 2026, we are officially starting the crowdfunding for the rest of Season 3. The show has been long in the works and has had a few setbacks along the way due to major life changes on my end, mostly. And we are seeking a small morsel of money to help ease the burden of producing Season 3 and, most importantly, speed up the production time. Succeeding at this means I don't have to pull out of pocket to pay our awesome actors, and that means we can produce episodes in one fell swoop, rather than the speed in which I can save money for this. The good news is that this is doable if only 135 awesome people like yourself can spare $25 to become a part of the Kestrel Files and bring this story to life, which is only a small fraction of our listening audience. Supporting means getting a bunch of access to behind-the-scenes content, bloopers, etc., and all of the crowdfunding details can be found at seedandspark.com/fund/The Kestrel Files Season 3, or just click the link in the description as well. Part of this campaign also includes re-releasing Season 1 and 2 of The Kestrel Files as longer episodes, condensing each season into about 4 episodes each, so it'll be easy to re-listen and binge the show. I greatly appreciate you for listening and will greatly, greatly appreciate you for helping keep this show going. Once again, thank you for listening.